Newt the Lizard. You've heard the expression, the silent majority. They are supposedly people who don't like what's going on, but they don't speak out. So Newt Slezazak decides he's going to speak for them. Now you may ask, how did Newt Slezazak, known as the Lizard, come to represent the silent majority? It was back in the days when everyone was a zombie, or just about everyone. Since zombies can only moan and groan, Newt Slezazak saw this as a big opportunity. He became their spokesperson. Now you may ask, how did just about everyone become a zombie? Some say it was the government trying some anti-terrorist stuff and used some kind of satellite microwave brain scrambling machine. But it turned out to be some weird chemicals they used to spray mosquitoes. It happened, like, overnight. When you woke up, your neighbor was a zombie. Or you were. And if you weren't a zombie, you better pretend you were. So one way or another, you became part of the silent majority. So Newt the Lizard saw his opportunity to speak for the Walking Dead. If you disagreed, then you weren't a zombie, and your neighbors would come over and eat your brains. Finally, some scientists figured out why everyone was turning into zombies, especially in the South. And the suggestion was made, maybe we had better stop spraying. But Newt the Lizard stood up and said, no. The silent majority says, keep on spraying. Well, the lobbyists for the chemical companies loved that. So Newt had set himself up for a long and illustrious political career. But the next day, his neighbors came over and ate his brain.